Sometimes it's about the simple things, isn't it? The little joys in life. Like having your partner get home and fuck the shit out of you, breed you, and leave you full and satisfied. So why don't we do that? Why don't we indulge in exactly that together? It's not hard to do. Just going to be a nice little bit of bitch suit and shiny latex. Some breeding. Getting absolutely railed with a strap. And of course, that wonderful feeling of heat that comes to any puppy when they're horny and desperate. With all of that out of the way, the expectations set, the understanding reached, the agreement made. We can begin. We can get started. And you can enjoy all that is to come. Just get comfortable where you are. Make sure you've set aside enough time to listen and to enjoy and to indulge. Take a nice deep breath and give yourself a chance to sync up with those words and to sink down a little bit more with each repetition, growing slower and more steady, letting those words begin to guide and mold and shape and form. And as it continues, you can be pulled along. It's an easy process when the goal is desirable. What you want is something you're working towards, something we're both building together. A nice experience, a delicious place, a wonderful space. It's easy to do because you know what you want. And I want something very simple from you. Your attention, your thoughts. And of course, your mind, just for a little while, so that we can build this wonderful little space together. Let it pull you into my world of descriptions and possibility. Let it build around you and fill you up. As it does, you can let yourself drift away from the world that existed before. From the places that are made and the spaces that are built, into something new, to something beyond, a place that lies in between, a space that waits for each of us, the dreamscape, one in which ideas become reality, reality becomes ideas. Possibility is not constrained to more than that of the words that are spoken, the ideas that are shared. And with each idea that is shared, we construct something new. All the pieces that fit together into you, the way that the breath slows, builds the bridge, and as it goes, so too shall the mind find a space in between. And there it sits, waiting, sinking, slipping, drip, drip, dripping away from reality, falling, plummeting, into the space between. And as one does, you can find yourself somewhere new, somewhere that we can be together, sitting on a comfortable couch, the sound of a door opening, catching sight of your gorgeous girlfriend, tall and muscular, dressed for the job in a tight latex uniform issued by Praxis Mimetics to all its assets and agents, seeing it show off her curves, her muscles, her strong biceps and thighs, the pink cascade of a ponytail just serving to highlight the white leotard-like parts of the black bodysuit. Paneling, shimmering in the light. Her eyes piercing, locking yours, the amber gleam under the light. if it isn't my spoiled little house pet. She smiles. Our project is stuck in integration hell. If I have to do one more code review, I'm going to snap. I think I've earned some serious stress relief. And frankly, I deserve a chance to properly take advantage of some of the perks of working for Praxis, don't I? I mean, if I'm gonna suffer it like this, at least this week, I can't help but nod. You've seen how utterly pent up and frustrated she's been all week, and you can practically see the exasperation and arousal on her face. Do you remember that project I worked on for the Loyal Pets division last year? You know, that high-end bitch suit. Well, I have wonderful news. You're going to wear it for me, like a good pet, like a good puppy. How's that sound? Good. And with that, she turns, headed towards the bedroom, with you tailing behind, just like the eager little pup you are. By the time you reach the bedroom, she's already cast the canister out that she was hiding behind your back, watching it open and spill out the contents of the suit as she spreads it out before you, gesturing, "Come on, get up on the bed on all fours. I want to test how this thing works. It's got a new auto-dressing feature." She has the inner suit laid out underneath you in a moment, with the straps open and ready, pulling the remote out from the package. And with nothing more than a simple beep, you begin to feel the smooth synth latex start flowing up over your arms and legs. It covers your hands, turning them into useless balls of rubber while pulling your feet to point straight. It continues flowing forearms and over your calves. When it reaches your biceps and thighs, it begins to pull your arms and legs into the bent classical position of a bitch suit inexorably. The material flows over your butt, your shoulders, and out across your stomach and back, spreading smoothly, coolly, gripping tighter with each moment that passes. Between your legs, you can feel the synth latex gripping you tight around your genitals before inflating out into a nulge that transmits every trace and touch to your encased sex. It's a nifty feature, isn't it? She reaches down and gives it a squeeze as you feel a questing tendril begin to work its way gently into your ass before spreading it smoothly open to a needy fuckhole. You can feel her hands drawing the loose straps down over your arms, tightening them with several smooth motions before moving to your legs and doing the same. You can feel the whole suit snugging up around you. As they continue tightening straps across your body, you feel the latex flow up over your head, coating it and pulling open your mouth into a wanton display of lurid and desperate need. It's only then that you notice the handles on the suit as your partner grabs one and flips you over onto your back, leaving you helplessly squirming on the center of the bed. "I know you've been looking forward to me properly using you. It's not like I haven't noticed how squirmy you've gotten since I put you in that bitch suit, let alone the rest of this week. I know it's practically got you in heat, hasn't it?" You can already see her shifting her legs as she pulls a strap-on harness up into place against her body. The synthetic cock shining, glimmering in the light. You can see the knot on it, molded into the silicone. And as she straddles up onto the bed, she lets it flop down between your legs, bumping against the nulge, before taking some of her fingers, dripping with lubricant, beginning to tease with just one at that entrance. So needy. My good little pet. she says, sliding a finger in. Yeah, but it feels good, doesn't it? The mule certainly helped me to believe that my little puppy wants to be bred. I can feel those gloved fingers, glossy and slick, moving in and out, teasing as another finger joins in, and then another, three spreading, pushing, pulsing, gentle motion. The other hand straying up to squeeze that notch. Impressed to find how it can transmit such a faint touch so accurately. And yet it sends so much inside, so much past. It's an interesting thing like that. A little piece of tech, that gripping, gentle touch. Making it feel so good. And then the three fingers pull back out. I bet my little bitch can't take another second of waiting before getting bred. I bet you want this whole thing inside of you, don't you, puppy? She pulls that flicks the tip of the cock so that it bounces up and then down onto you before dragging it across that knee entrance, pressing in just a little bit, tip barely parting you, barely piercing, just gently inching it in a little bit and then out, teasing with every sensual stroke, every delicious touch. Every wondrous motion, making those hips squirm and buck, and yet so impotent and helpless in that bitch suit, feeling the tight latex across your whole body as you writhe and squirm, trying to push closer until you can feel the heat building up inside of you, bursting into flame, deep in your core, that yearning arousal spilling out of you. And then you feel the tip push into you, and two hands grab the handles inside the suit as she draws you in with the strength of her muscles and helps that fucking cock inside of you right up to the knot. And oh, how good it'll feel to slide the rest of the way in. But you can feel her begin to slowly build her rhythm, stroking, pushing with each grab against those handles, drawing you in, leaning in, thrusting with each motion, drawing you further and further, each time ramming up against that knot and feeling it part you a little bit more. As that motion and that undulation and that force of those rocking hips slams the knot against you, and each time feeling yourself slacken more, given more, yield more. You're going to be such a good bitch for me. Wait to leave my claim. Mark my fucking seed in you. I'm going to fill you. I'm going to breed you. I'm going to leave my litter of puppies inside. And I don't care how many times I have to fucking try. I will fuck you until you're knocked the fuck up, puppy. I don't care what it takes. You're going to be a good bitch for me. You feel the strap slide in, and this time, oh, this time it slips all the way in, that knot locking you onto this shaft. And then it only gets more intense, the ride. Never stops, little puppy. You can feel those handles pulling you tight the first time, pressing up against her groin, feeling the base of that strap as each thrust sends that knot rocking back and forth inside of you, sending ripples cascading. Wave after wave of pleasure smashing into one another, shattering you bit by bit, cracking what little is left of those thoughts, until all you can feel is that simple heat burning through your essence, that desperate, undying need to be bred like a good puppy. Each thrust, each motion stronger than the last, until you feel her draw back, pulling against that knot on the inside of you, making you yearn to keep it inside, clenching for just a second, but then, as she thrusts back in, she suddenly switches course and slips it, feeling the emptiness as that knot glides out. Oh, you want it back, don't you, puppy? She pulls out from you, pulling you up and grabbing you by the handles before maneuvering you onto your knees and elbows and pulling you to the edge of the bed as she stands and drives the tip back in, barely taking any effort to get that in, and then working that knot with each thrust building up again until suddenly, as easily as the first time, better than the first time, it slips inside, locking you in as she thrusts forward and knocks you down, making you thrust your face into the sheets as she pins you into place with each wonderful slam of her hips into yours, sending crackling bolts of pleasure through your body, delightful bliss melting your mind. Oh, the smashing of thoughts. Oh, the crashing of an unending storm, stroke after stroke, breaking through, melting you down, feeling each pulse, each push, deeper and deeper into you, till you can feel her tensing, squeezing, gripping, pulling by those handles, slamming you into her, until a final thrust cleaves your mind in two, as you feel something warm flood in, gush in, fill you, her cum, her seed, synthetic as it may be, delicious as it ever has been, feeling the warmth fill you up, feeling her hold you tight, feeling it dribbling, flowing, trying to escape past that knot, out, even as she leans forward, her breasts against your back, pinning you down in the bitch suit, before gently scooping under your arm as she still has you on her knot, scooping you up by the chest, lifting you with ease, impaled on her, and sort of shrugging you up onto the bed a little further, a little more, each motion sending electric crackles through your body. That knot certainly isn't doing you any disfavors in the pleasure department, even as she gently leans forward again, rocking softly, letting that knot work another little dribble of pleasure out of your mind and body. That's a good puppy. You've been such a good bitch for me. You're mine, and I marked you, didn't I? Amber had you. She strokes you gently across your back and down your shivering, bound, shiny limbs, letting fingers trace up across the muzzle of the hood, across the opening of that O-ring-like gag, fingers tracing across your shiny head, down your back, rocking slowly, milking those last little bits of pleasure out of you, feeling the warmth of her seed inside her gum, filling you up in your tummy, your body, feel full. Oh, you look so good when you're locked up on my cock. That's what I like from my puppies. That's my good little darling pet. Looks so pretty down there, all knocked up. She gently rocks the knot again deep inside of you before pulling it gently back, bit by bit, rocking it slow, working it till you feel the knot begin to squeeze gently against you, pulling with each motion until it slips past and lets that warm flood out a little bit until it's dripping down your thigh. Even as she pulls you in close, shifting her body around you to draw herself up next to you, lifting with ease by pulling those handles until you're laying in her lap, feeling the dribbles of warm cum down your thighs, her hands wrapped around you, your head laying against her stomach, your mind an empty puddle of bliss, like all good puppies should be. That's it. You can just drift there. Just enjoy every second of it. You deserve it.
You've been such a good puppy after all. Hmm, that's my good bitch. Just drift for me. Let the warm bliss wash over you. Let me hold you. Let me gently trace my fingers across that shiny, soft form. Let your thoughts melt till there's nothing left, till you're drifting and falling bit by bit, till there's nothing more at all, just an empty space between those pretty ears, like a good pet, like a good puppy. You can let it all fall away, till you're in that space between places, the time between now and that, then and now. Take just the memories, the bliss that's been left to drain away slowly. Let yourself come back, bit by bit, more and more. One, drifting up. Two, a little bit more. Three and four. And once more, five and six. Letting yourself be aware of the space around you. And seven and eight, almost there. And nine and ten. Wide awake. Thank you. You've been such a good puppy for me. And of course, if you have enjoyed listening to this file, please do consider supporting me on Patreon, as none of this would be possible without my wonderful, no, amazing patrons. I could go on about all the amazing benefits in it for you, but I assure you, they're worth it. From early access to quite a few other things. Have a great rest of your day.